her family. He said, his boy had never been, he was a mail carrier too, had never been school day in his life. I said, well, hey, how he got his education? He said, me and my wife educated him.
Well, did your daddy get any when he was coming up? I mean, he could read and write.
Oh, yeah, probably. He had a good education, my dad did.
Well, they didn't have much schooling back then, did they?
No. Papa said most he got it out of newspapers.
Your mother?
Yeah, my mother. Said most she got out of the newspaper. And my mother said Dr. Baldwin went to school with her. And Dr. Baldwin used to live here at Fort Benning. My mother said her and Dr. Baldwin, all of them went to school. Yes. Mama said that was the meanest boy she ever seen that life.
Well, what about, I was going to ask you about the further other things about insects, that kind of insect that you see around around the lake, you know, kind of hovering around, got a long thin body.
Oh, gallinepas?
Yeah.
And some of them be going right at.
Yeah.
They call that gallinepas. And the mother called, I don't know what to call it, always call them mosquito hawks. Got two sets of wings on them.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Right. Did y'all catch those things that would fly around at night and...
Lightning bug?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to catch them.
Yeah, I don't think they're out here anymore,
are they? Yeah, I seen some last night.
So, J.C., do you think there are more insects now than there were?
Oh, yeah. More.
Seems to be. All this pesticide and stuff doesn't seem to be killing.
Oh, God. You know, back when... Back in, well, tell me, in World War One. Well, no boy, we were in this country to World War One. And they said the Germans.
Boy, we came like Texas, from Texas, loping like a mule. Did
you hear that? Yeah. Did you hear a song about the boy weaver?
How'd it go?
Father went to the merchant and get some meat and meal. He said, "You wait here, you son of a bitch, you got boy weaver in your field."
What did you say about the Germans? Go ahead.
The German called the boat weaver over here, so they tell me.
How's that?
They breed them insects over there in Germany, you know, and they got them over here to cut our crops, you know. So. the boat weaver told the farmer to swing right on the gate. When he get through his cotton, he's going to sell that Cadillac eat.
Is that buddy?
Uh-huh.
You got a CB on there?
Yeah.
Oops, let me move.
No, they all right. They all right. They come. Y'all know that truck. It ain't going
on there. Did you ever know any superstitions that people had around here?
Oh, yeah, they got a heap of superstitions now.
Houses.
Oh, yeah, a heap of superstitions.
Like what?
Oh. Some of them won't even burn cedar. Well, it's that bad luck. They'll even let you take an axe in the house. A hoe in the house.
Yeah, don't carry tools through the house, per se.
Yeah. No, open umbrella in the house. All that.
Yeah. But they say a house way off in the distance was what?
A hated house.
Yeah, and what would people see in it?
There's imagination, I imagine.
Yeah. But did you ever hear the things? You ever hear the things that they said they would see in the house like that?
Yeah, I hear them. See, I hear Jim McGrove, he's full. He always swearing that he was passing sitting in the mill one night and said he had a horse and buggy. And a fellow Rice got killed there, you know, right at the door.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the dam, the road went on the dam, you know, across the dam. And he said that the man standing there with no head on said his horse got scared. And he said when he got his horse stopped, it was at Brooksville.